Now, the United Nations says ISIL militants in Iraq have killed hundreds of children and used some as bombers. Now, the top UN envoy on children and armed conflicts said up to 700 children have been killed or maimed in Iraq since the beginning of the year. Leila Zarouqi told the UN Security Council that ISIL militants were recruiting boys as young as 13 to carry weapons, guard strategic locations, and arrest civilians. Many countries, as well as the United Nations, have repeatedly expressed alarm over ISIL atrocities since they overran large swathes of Iraq and Syria. Joining us via Skype from Indiana is E. Michael Jones. He's the editor of the Culture Wars online magazine. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jones. Now, these figures that are being given by the UN envoy on children and armed conflict sort of pinpoint the human rights abuses that are taking place on the ground by these ISIL Takfiri militants. However, these reports have been coming in even way before they entered Iraq. Why wasn't this condemnation expressed a lot earlier when it was happening in Syria?
Well, because they were fighting for the interest of the United States in Syria, and the United States-controlled press wanted to paint them in a good light. But it's obvious that this is not something that happened yesterday or overnight. We have a long history of irregular warfare. The great British military historian Liddell Hart talked about the beginning of this in Spain when the English armed the Spanish against Napoleon. That's where the word guerrilla comes from. It's a Spanish word. He says these things always turn out badly, and he says if the first reason is because you attract all the wrong people. You attract bad hats, he said. That's his word, bad hats. People who want to use their service as a way of looting and pillaging. And so now you have the Takfiri now in Iraq who are using Islam as an excuse for raping and pillaging. So this people, they should have known this. Anyone who knew history knew that when you arm people like this, you're going to have problems.
So where does the world go beyond this point now, as there are hundreds, if not thousands, of children right now being robbed of a rightful childhood in Iraq, in Syria, by the hands of these Takfiri militants?
Well, I mean, the blame goes back to Israel. Let's face it. With the creation of the State of Israel, you displaced hundreds of thousands of people who then were condemned to lives, 60 years in these camps in Lebanon and other places. In Lebanon, they can't work. And so they have children, the children grow up, there's no future for these children, and so naturally they're going to flock to something like this. You give them an AK-47, a pack of cigarettes, and $100 a month, which is what the Saudis were paying these people, and they flock to this thing. And what you see here is the expression of the resentment that has been building against this disorder in the Middle East for 60 years now. So it shouldn't come as a surprise.
So basically you're saying that situations like these are necessary for Israel, for the U.S., for Saudi Arabia to continue destabilizing the region and continuing to achieve their aims as far as the Middle East goes.
No, I'm not saying this is necessary. I'm saying this is an example of blowback. We began by talking about Syria. They armed the people in Syria. Their intention was to overthrow Assad. But what you realize is the metaphor to understand this is Frankenstein. You think you're in control of nature. You think you can control all these people. And what you do is create a monster, because you're drawing on all of this pool of injustice that has been existing there for so long. And you think you can manage it for your benefit. But that's not the way human beings are. This is what the Greeks would call nemesis. It's a restoration. It's revenge. It's a restoration of the order. It's a reminder of the order that you violated.
All right. That was E. Michael Jones, the editor of Culture Wars online magazine, joining us via Skype from Indiana. Mr. Jones, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.